Stetson Bennett took every first-half snap of Saturday's 34-0 shutout of the New Orleans Saints, went 19 of 31 for 181 yards, ran for touchdowns of 1 and 8 yards, and led 4 scoring drives after an opening punt, 1 week after rookie Ty Simpson's 21 of 25 debut had made the Rams' backup quarterback job sound open. Simpson got the second half at SoFi Stadium and was fine, 8 of 12 for 73 yards, limited mostly by a game script that never needed him to chase points, per Blaine Grisak at Sports Illustrated. The honest frame first. Matthew Stafford did not play. The Saints committed 12 penalties, lost the turnover battle 3-0, and this was backups against backups from the first whistle. Within that frame, Bennett did the thing veterans are supposed to do to rookies in August. He kept drives alive with his legs on play-action bootlegs. And Grisak's read was that 3 years of preseason experience showed. Sean McVay, per the same report, likes exactly that part of Bennett's game, the willingness to extend plays and push the ball downfield. The rep ledger behind that game is where the interpretations split, and we will name both. At Thursday's joint practice with the Saints, the team websites Stu Jackson and Zach Edwards logged Bennett at 13 second-team snaps to Simpson's 12, and attributed the near-even split purely to a session shortened by design about 50 minutes early, out of respect for the Saints' workload and injury list. Grisak read the same 13-12 as the first sign Simpson is genuinely pushing for the job. Saturday's usage, Bennett starting and playing the whole half, says the incumbency held this week. The defense, meanwhile, turned the game into a highlight reel for the back end of the roster. Safety. Alex Cook stepped in front of a Spencer Rattler pass at the goal line and returned it 100 yards for a touchdown, and cornerback Alzillion Hamilton intercepted Zach Wilson before halftime, per Nathan Lee's recap for Gray Television. Running back Jarquez Hunter added 12 carries for 68 yards and a score, per the Saints' own gamebook. A shutout is a shutout, filed where it belongs. Roster battle material. The most consequential football of the week may still have been Thursday morning. In the joint practice, Stafford and the first-team offense took 45 competitive snaps against the Saints' defense, the most live work the starters have gotten all camp, while the second unit got 25, per Mikel Mathieu at the Sporting Tribune. The recurring image was Stafford to Davante Adams, including a deep completion early in the session, per Jackson and Edwards at the team website, and McVay's assessment was warm. They've got a great feel, a really good day for those guys that came against tight, sticky coverage, per Mathieu. Second-year tight end Terrence Ferguson kept winning over the middle, and McVay's compliment went to the brain. He's so smart. He plays every single skill position except for halfback for us, per Grisak. On the other side of the ball, the pass rush had itself a morning without its headliner. Braden Fisk chased down the Saints quarterback for multiple would-be sacks, and Puna Ford and Kobe Turner each batted passes at the line, per Jackson and Edwards. It is practice-grade evidence from a shortened session, and it is also the first time this offense has run a full snap load against another team's defense, and nobody left the field describing a protection problem. The absence ledger? Briefly, because most of it is unchanged. Puka Nacua and Miles Garrett did not practice all week. Nacua with the core muscle issue, Garrett with knee swelling, and McVay expects both back next week, per Grisak, with Mathieu adding that Nacua got in a side workout during Thursday's joint session and made good progress. The one real change is rookie tackle Keegan Trost, whose hamstring went from McVay's probably a few weeks, per Grisak on Monday, to possibly out until near the start of the regular season, per Mathieu, with McVay naming David Quessenberry, Alaric Jackson, and Warren McClendon as the tackle depth he trusts. That matters because McClendon's first-team right tackle job, listed on paper for 2 weeks now, has still not taken a preseason game snap, which is the thread we have been pulling since July, when we previewed this team as all-in with one fragile assumption, that an MVP season built in the league's second cleanest pocket survives losing its right tackle to retirement and carrying a legal cloud over its left tackle. We have been checking that preview against camp every week, and this was the first week the pocket produced evidence at all. 45 live snaps against someone else's front, a deep ball to Adams, no reported protection alarms. It is practice evidence, not game evidence. And the tackle depth behind the starters got thinner while it happened. One more check before the season. What to watch next? Whether Stafford and the starters, McClendon's right tackle above all, play in Thursday's preseason finale against the Chargers, and whether Nacua and Garrett are actually on the practice field when Melbourne preparation opens next week. Cut down to 53 is Sunday, August 30th. We'll check after cut day. data via NFL Verse.